The Gallows Bird by Camilla Läckberg, translated by Stephen T. Murray and read by Eamon Riley. 1. What he remembered most was her perfume, the one she kept in the bathroom, that shiny lavender bottle with a sweet, heavy fragrance. As an adult, he had searched in a perfume shop until he found the exact same one. He had chuckled when he saw the name. Poison. She used to spray it on her wrists, and then rub it on her throat, and, if she was wearing a skirt, on her ankles too. He thought that was so beautiful. Her fragile, delicate wrists gracefully rubbing against each other. The scent spread through the space around her, and he always longed for the moment when it came really close, when she leaned over and kissed him. Always on the mouth. Always so lightly that sometimes he wondered if the kiss was real or if he was just dreaming. "Take care of your sister," she always said before she left, seeming to float rather than walk out the door. Afterwards, he could never remember if he had answered out loud or only nodded. The springtime sun shone in through the windows at the Tornumsjeda police station, mercilessly exposing the dirt on the window panes. The winter grime lay like a film over the glass, and Patrick felt as though the same film were covering him. It had been a hard winter. Life with a child in the house was infinitely more fun, but also infinitely more work than he ever could have imagined. And even though things were going much more smoothly with Maya than they had in the beginning, Erika was still not used to the life of a stay-at-home mum. This knowledge...